Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, One Thing Necessary.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. The words most quoted from this passage of Luke's Gospel are Jesus' words to Martha when she complained of having too much to do and Mary's failure to help her. They are, "Mary has chosen the better part." But those words are only part of what Jesus told Martha. He chided Martha for her being anxious and worried about many things. And then he said, "There is need of only one thing." What is the one thing needed? What is the one thing necessary? The most important thing for Jesus was to do the Father's will. When Jesus had his encounter with the Samaritan woman, and the apostles came back with food and urged him to eat, he said that his food was to do the will of his Father. When the people told him his family was outside the house where he was teaching, he said that those who do the will of the Father are his family. At the Last Supper, he was emphatic about how he and the Father are one. And after his struggle in the Garden of Olives, he surrendered to his Father's will with the words, "Not my will, but yours be done." That is the one thing necessary, to do the Father's will. Whether it is working in the kitchen or sitting at the Lord's feet, the important thing is to be doing what God wants us to do. Martha's work had to be pleasing to Jesus. After all, he did come for supper. But he chides her for her anxiety. Martha was not peaceful preparing the dinner. Was she comparing herself to Mary? She doesn't seem to be aware of doing God's will when she gives Jesus the command to tell her sister to help her. It's more like she was telling God to do her will. Brother Lawrence, a very holy man, was constantly aware of God's presence. He said that he found God in the kitchen with the pots and pans, as he found God in the chapel, because that was where God willed for him to be. Action and contemplation are not in competition. They flow from one another. It is for us to be open and to know what God's will is for us and to be at peace as we carry it out without comparing ourselves with another. We pray for the grace to know God's will and to be at peace as we do what God has prepared for us to do, always mindful of the one thing necessary, the one thing needed.